I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Peter Gammons, MLB Network analyst.
Around the pole and gone!
Taking you inside Major League Baseball with the Hall of Famer, Peter Gammons.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Peter Gammons joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Morning, Peter.
Good morning. I was just sitting here trying to figure out, do we have the potential for a Flaherty-Darvish matchup for the final day of the season?
Boy, that would be something.
Wow. It could be for, if it's for first place, it's phenomenal. If it's for who makes a wild card, it's phenomenal. But that would be pretty interesting because, as you know, I think that Flaherty is pretty close to the best pitcher in the National League. And Darvish has just been unbelievable over the last, 17 starts?
That would scare me, Peter.
Yeah, fans really don't want that as much as that sounds dramatic because they don't want it to come down to that because Jack Flaherty is having an Arrieta-like run.
I know. It's pretty good for your first full year in the big league. It would be very interesting. I mean, I thought it's amazing what St. Louis has done with the pitchers that they brought out of their own farm system. They deserve a lot of credit for it. A couple of those games in San Diego, I was just left thinking, I have no idea what I think about the Cubs. I mean,
yeah.
I can't figure. Obviously they've had some very tough injuries along the line, but Baez is such a good player. He's got the most innings of any played at shortstop of anybody in the National League, and he's been at least a MVP radar guy. 2 years in a row, and that's a huge loss. I do think that it's kind of fun seeing, some of the people that come up and the Cubs keep coming up with to fill in holes. And I do think the young man from Stanford is a special player. But I guess in this, when they play the Cards 7 times,
right?
If they haven't beaten up on Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, it's the pitching is going to be extremely important. And where they go with it is hard to tell. I mean, who knows if Kimball will be back.
Peter, what's going on in Boston? And, we heard Theo's name brought up. Now, again, I don't think that came from Chicago, but that might have come from, a dream scenario type thing. But we've heard Theo's name brought up. We've heard Jed's name brought up. Theo told us yesterday that there's no contact with either of them and there's nothing going on there. The Cubs did move Jason McLeod laterally, and that's kind of interesting. What's going on in Boston, and how does that affect the Cubs?
It's really bizarre in Boston. I thought, we had seen it all with the Red Sox when Theo went out the door in a gorilla suit after the 2005 season, a year after they won the World Series for the first time since 1918. But it never changes in Boston. It is something very, they, in the 19 years, because they originally had this ownership, which has been a very good ownership in many, many ways, but Dan Duquette and Mike Port were their first two general managers before Theo. So when they open spring training next year, they will have had, in 19 years, have won 4 World Series and they'll have their 8th general manager. And Brian Cashman has been the Yankee general manager the entire time. So look at stability and non-stability. I don't think they really thought it out a lot. I think they just decided, okay, Dave Dombrowski's not coming back. Okay, I understand that. He pushed, he wanted to know. You know, Sunday night, they're playing the Yankees on ESPN. Do other teams play on ESPN on Sunday? I'm not sure.
The Cubs in June.
You know, Dombrowski, I don't blame him in this. He pushed it. Okay, you know, what's the story? I should get an extension. And they said no, and basically it came down, no, we're not going to bring you back. So rather than be a lame duck for the last, you know, week of the 2 weeks of the season, you know, he basically went home. And but I don't think they've mapped out exactly what they want. I think that Sam Kennedy, who is, of course, close to Theo's best friend from the first grade on, would love to have Theo come back, but I don't know. They don't know yet whether they're going to have a president of baseball operations and then a younger general manager, or whether they're just going to hire a younger general manager and let Sam oversee it. He's on the business side, but he's got great, he has great skills with the baseball operations. And Jonathan Gallula, they have a guy that could easily be the head of business affairs. Maybe Sam oversees it for a couple of years and they go that way. I don't see an experienced guy out there. I immediately thought of, when I saw the Jason McLeod announcement, I thought, oh, maybe this, maybe Jed will come back. I don't think Jed really wants to put up with that, the deal with that ownership in Boston. And I don't believe he's coming back. And anyway, I think the one idea is, just give Jason exposure to as many things as they can, so that it broadens his resume for general manager's job. And I strongly believe Jason McLeod should be a general manager someday. So I think that doesn't happen. I don't think, unless after he leaves the Cubs, Theo gets into an ownership group in Boston, I don't think that it would come back. And I mean, there were some strange things after the Red Sox collapsed in 2011 and Terry Francona was fired and Theo left. I mean, there was one time he was back, he was back visiting his parents. He was going to go to a game at Fenway and, you know, be up in the box with the rest of the baseball operations guy, almost all of whom he hired. And he was told that he wasn't supposed to come to the game. Ownership, He wasn't welcomed by ownership, wow. Which is, I mean, it was so small and petty. I mean, ownership was very upset about some things in the book that Dan Shaughnessy did with Francona, but it's a funny situation. I think now he'll certainly be welcomed back in different ways, but I'm not sure he's ready for that yet, and the Red Sox need to figure out exactly what they are and who they are, and they have a terribly difficult winter coming up because J.D. Martinez can opt out of his last 3 years of $65 million. And while people say, well, he's a DH, you know, that limits his market and the rest, Scott Boras is going to take him out. And, maybe he plays left field in the National League. I don't know. Let's see if he gets $25 or $30 million a year for 5 years. Mookie Betts is a free agent at the end of next year. The Red Sox, if they can't sign him, they really essentially have to trade him. The only problem with that is nobody really knows, and I'm not sure Mookie really knows where he wants to go. And if you're a team in either league, you would love to have Mookie Betts in his prime.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 in the league in MVP. Also an exemplary human being. The problem is that if you're going to trade 3 or 4 players for him, you better know you have a chance to sign him. And I don't think anybody really will have that understanding between now and, say, December. So that makes that planning that much more difficult. Plus, you don't know if Chris Sale and David Price and Nathan Eovaldi are going to be healthy enough again to make 30 starts. And so it's a team that they thought the road was going to roll on forever in November of last year. And now, you know, they're faced with trying to convince their fans that a battle with the Blue Jays for third place is really an exciting thing to spend $150 on a ticket for.
Our conversation with Peter Gammons brought to you by Miracle, the musical inspired by the Chicago Cubs. Peter, we talked to Theo Epstein yesterday for 19 minutes and called it 19 minutes of truth. And he used words like uninspired and underachievement to describe this season for the Cubs. Certainly people read into that what they want about Joe Maddon. But is this an organization braced for change beyond just the manager this offseason? And do you think these last 16 games will have anything to do with how dramatic those changes will be?
I do think that there'll be changes. I don't think this is all Joe Maddon by any means. I don't think there's, you know, inspiring. I think there comes a point, and I've seen this a little bit, totally subconscious with the players. But, you know, the Cubs, you know, came back from, you know, 1908. The Red Sox, who, when they won 2004 after it being 1918, I think 95 was the worst managerial year of Terry Francona's life. I mean, the players said, well, we won. You know, what do you mean? We broke the curse and all that. And, I mean, they're all complaining about not everybody being on the All-Star team and things like that. And having won last year, admittedly, the Red Sox had almost a ridiculous schedule. It's like being the Secretary of State or something, the way they flew all over the place and never played at home in spring training. Shortened spring training to start with, but there was never that urgency and collaboration that you saw last year. And, you know, both teams had such magical and emotional seasons in 16 and 18 that, you know, I think it's not a conscious letdown. I think it's a subconscious letdown. And, okay, we're still really good. We'll come back. And it hasn't worked. And sometimes you need to change this. I remember when Pat Gillick was in Toronto, and to me, he's, you know, arguably the best general manager of the last half century. But they won in 1992 and 1993. Each year, he had at least, I think it was 5 to 8 players he turned over. And he believed, win or lose, you should turn over the roster by at least 20% every year and have something different about the personality of the team. And I think that rings true even more today in an era of so much wealth and a very different culture for those like from the ages of 22 to 35.
That's a really interesting point. It certainly applies to the Cubs. Peter, thank you. Really appreciate the insights.
Thanks, Peter.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot. Okay, you too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.